Good evening. Welcome to Phoning It In on WMBR Cambridge 88.1 FM. I'm Nadav, and tonight we have from Athens, Georgia, Madeline. Can you hear me?
Oh.
Madeline?
It gets too far away from me.
Hello?
Hey.
There you are. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Not bad. Thanks for being on the show.
Oh, yeah, man. Thanks for asking me.
So you are Madeline from Athens, Georgia.
Yep.
On Orange Twin and Planet X Records.
Yep.
And I didn't prepare a longer introduction than that.
Oh, that's okay.
I feel like being on the show is endorsement enough.
Yeah, sure. So should I play a song?
Please.
Okay. Well, this one's called Uncle Sweetheart Part 2.
Sounds perfect. Don't change a thing.
Okay.
So you're in Athens, Georgia right now.
Yep.
And you're in the studio, literally.
Yeah.
As we speak, recording.
Well, I say studio, but it's a house with a lot of gear and instruments around it.
Yeah.
Not my house, but.
What's the room like, other than the beer and the instruments?
What's the room? It's a lovely green, and there's a picture of an airplane on the wall, and a really great picture of Jimmy Carter and Devo.
Wait, Jimmy Carter and Devo in the same picture?
No, they're both paintings. Actually, they're really cute.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, what's going on in the world of Madeline?
Well, I'm here because I'm recording a new album with my full band. So that's exciting. That's my first time recording with a big band.
Wow, have you toured with the band before?
Yes, it was a short tour. It was to South by Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been playing with each other for about a year, and we've done some stuff in Florida and on the way to Texas, but that's it so far. I don't really plan to do that much until January when the album comes out.
Yeah, is that also on Orange Twin?
Mm-hmm.
Any name yet?
Yep, it's called White Flag.
Great. Well, let's keep rolling.
Okay. All right, well, this next song's actually going to be on White Flag. It's called 30 Days.
Thank you.
This song's called Lit Elephants, and it's also on the new album. Oh, wait, that's the wrong place. Sorry, I always forget where to put the capo.
Hey there.
Hey.
It's sounding great.
Oh, thanks.
So this is the awkward conversation part of the show. So you mentioned that you're going to tour pretty soon with Carl Blau and Your Heartbreaks.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to fly out to Seattle and record a special tour CDR, which I think we've promised ourselves we're going to do it 2 days in the studio. I don't think we have any idea what we're going to do yet.
Yeah.
And then go to Seattle and Olympia and Portland and Bellingham, I believe. And then I go back home.
Yeah.
But I'm stoked. Those are two of my favorite people in the world.
Yeah, I would love to see both those people, both phoning it in alums.
Yeah.
Have you ever been up this way? To the Northeast?
Yeah, I have quite a few times over the years. You know, especially when I was a teenager, I used to tour with punk bands a lot. I'd just get in their van and go wherever they took me. And I played the Northeast quite a bit. The last time I played the Northeast, I guess it was last summer with Nana Grizzall, but I was playing bass with Nana Grizzall, and then probably the spring before that, I did my last tour with just me and a drummer.
Mm-hmm.
But I've definitely played the Northeast plenty of times. Boston, I've normally played house shows.
Yeah,
I'm yet to play anything but house shows, and they've been great.
No, the house show is the way to go here.
Yeah, that's what I hear, and I've had a blast. Should I play another one?
Yeah, please. Go for
it. Okay. Okay, well, I guess these are going to be my last two. I'm going to play an oldie and then a new one.
Awesome.
Okay. This one's called Traveling. Have you ever thought to speak from love to speak? Sorry about that.
Oh, no, that was great. That's exactly the kind of thing that I do this show for.
It's true. You know, it's funny. I used to, when my brother lived in New York, he still lives in New York, actually, but when he first went to college in New York, I used to call him on the phone when I had a new song to see if he'd like it.
Yeah.
And it kind of reminds me of that.
That's great. Yeah, a lot of people have stories like that.
Yeah.
What was that first song called?
The first one? The very first one I played?
No, the second to last song, I suppose.
Oh, Nobody. Yeah, I wrote that when I was a little tyke. It's on Kissing and Dancing.
Mm-hmm. On Planet X.
Yep.
And we've still got plenty of time, and it sounds great. Is there any way I could cajole another song or two out of you?
Oh, let's see. What can I play? Let me see. I'm playing on this beautiful old, like, 1930s resonator guitar, but it's really hard to play. And let me see if, oh, wait, no, that song's got a curse word in it. Let's see. Sure. I hope you don't mind it being slightly similar to the last song.
No, not at all.
Okay, it's just the best one I can think of. Sure, and then I think I'm going to have to call it quits because I've got my my horn players are patiently waiting outside.
Oh, no worries. I'll let you get back to that.
Okay. All right, well, this will be my last one for real then. It's a new one, too. It's called Belly of the Beast. Okay, I'm on my last number.
Hey, thanks so much.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So,
yeah, this was a blast.
Great. So real quick to those listening, you've been listening to Madeline Adams, a.k.a. Madeline, on Phoning It In. Where can we find you online?
Oh, madelinesongs.com. Or my MySpace is similar, myspace.com/madelinesongs.
All right.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great, it was a blast.
All right.
All right, best of luck.
Keep in touch. Take care.
Bye.